All right. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. The NBA draft is tonight, and I'll get to that later on, but the important draft starts tomorrow. And that's the NHL draft. And of course, we're paying more attention to it this year than maybe in a lot of years, simply because the Red Wings have 11 picks this year, and many of them are high picks. They're going to have four picks in the first 36, including one at number six, where we're pretty sure they're going to get a pretty good player. There are probably 8 to 10 guys that might be ready to help teams right now in this draft. It's a pretty deep draft. But for me, it's these picks at 30, 33, 36, where I think the Red Wings could maybe steal themselves a guy that maybe doesn't help right away, but in the next couple of years can help them. And to help us kind of sort through this, I've asked Bill Warren to join us. First off, Bill's up in the Sioux right now, but not working. You're goofing off, right? You're watching a hockey tournament.
Yes. I'm up here for the annual Maha Bantam Festival that Maha, the state of Michigan, puts on every year. It's a week-long camp. Top 120 this year, 03 birth year kids. I've been here since Monday, and it's quite lovely up here in the Sioux this time of year, Dennis.
It is kind of nice. Other than the wintertime, the Sioux is nice all the time. It really is. And the Sioux is pretty good this year, and you've seen a lot of OHL hockey. So let me ask about some guys.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to last this long, and this is a name that you've brought up to me before. But but if he's still there at 30, Ty Dellandrea from Flint, that's a guy you think the Wings would be stupid not to draft, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he is a very solid player. Probably going to be the number one center this year in Flint, who should have a very competitive hockey team. And he would be an absolute steal at the top of the second round and really help solidify the middle for Detroit this year and the years moving forward.
You got a guy in the Sioux, another centerman, Barrett Hayton.
Yep.
You think he might fall late first round? There are some people that think he's going to go middle first round, but if he were there, is that a guy that you think could help the Red Wings?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think Barrett will be there, Dennis, and the reason I say that is because during our playoff run this year, we lost our overage center, Verbeek, injured, broke his wrist, and Hayton was moved up into the lineup, and he really logged a lot of ice time because we were so thin up the middle, and in a pretty deep playoff run for us, and was probably one of our best players, if not our best player. Even outplayed Morgan Frost, who was a first-rounder last year to Philadelphia. So I got to believe that his stock is pretty high, and I just don't see him slipping out of the first round.
All right. What can you tell me about Liam Foudy, and is he a guy you'd think about if you're sitting there and he was available?
Absolutely. In the second round, I think Liam would be an absolute steal in the second round. He's a very offensive-minded player. He scores goals. He creates on his own. He's a player that you're always on the edge of your seats to watch every time he touches the puck. And he would be a complete steal there in the second round.
What is it about those London kids? What are they doing to those kids that make them such good hockey players?
Well, I don't think they're doing anything other than giving them an opportunity when they're young and allowing them to develop. And their scouting staff, Rob Simpson and the Hunters, they've done a phenomenal job of drafting, and they've kind of in the last 10 years kind of set the bar in the OHL, and it's kind of the team that everybody's trying to chase and emulate, and so they've done a tremendous job there as far as their scouting and getting these players.
You know, there's another guy that might be sitting there when the Wings are picking their late first, early second round, and that's another defenseman, but there doesn't seem to be a middle ground with this guy. Either people really like this guy or they really hate this guy. He's from Guelph, this Ryan Merkley. Everything I'm hearing is that the offense is great and the defense is not so great. The other thing is he's only 17, so this isn't a guy that would come in right away, which I think is perfect for Ken Holland. This is a guy that's probably 3 to 5 years of work before you even see him in the NHL.
Yeah, I think Ryan Merkley, I know that a lot of people right now, and I'm sure you're going to get to this here, Dennis, you know, everybody's talking about Quinton Hughes to Detroit with their first pick there. You know, their games are very similar. They're a very they're almost like a fourth forward out on the ice when they're out there. Ryan Merkley, I believe, is a kid that slipped a little bit in the draft, and it isn't because of his on ice stuff. He comes with a little bit of baggage, and it's my understanding that he's not a bad kid. He's just a kid that doesn't like to lose and doesn't take losing lightly. And sometimes he lets his frustrations get the best of him, both on the ice and in the locker room. And if you look at Guelph in the last couple of years, they haven't had a lot to cheer about there. And he's, you know, kind of been there in an island all by himself. Now, this year is going to be a different year. They've, restocked the cupboards there in Guelph, and they should have a competitive hockey team this year. But the last few years, you know, he's kind of been there all by himself. And, let his emotions kind of get the best of him, and I think he's kind of gotten a bad rap because of it. And because of it, as you know, Dennis, when you get to this process here in the first and second round of the NHL draft, I mean, these guys are going through a rigorous interview process. They're splitting hairs. They're looking for flaws. If a guy's got a little dirt under his fingernails, he's going to slip down in the draft a bit. And I think with Ryan, that's kind of the case with him. I've known him a little bit, and I've had conversations with him personally. He's a junior Canadian kid in his midget minor years, and he was a kid that went first overall in the draft, in the OHL draft. He's a phenomenal talent, and I think he's going to do very well in the NHL, me personally. But I think because of the lack of success Guelph's had the last couple of years, I think I think he's kind of let it get to him a little bit. And because of it, I think some teams have kind of shied away, and I think he's a kid that could slip in the draft for sure.
And probably be a pleasant surprise for somebody a couple of years down the road.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The other guy, too, that I really like for Detroit with those picks at 36 and 33, is Matthias Samuelsson, big, strong, heavy defenseman that I believe Sarnia owns his draft rights, and he's a kid that could get drafted pretty high in the NHL, and I could see an NHL team signing him, and honestly, I could see him in Sarnia next year playing. I believe he's committed to Western Michigan right now.
Okay.
He's a big, heavy, he's got that NHL pedigree. His father played in the NHL. I'm sure you remember the name. And he would be an outstanding addition. He currently plays for the National Development Team.
There's another kid, the National Development Team, that's probably going to be a top 10 pick, and that's this Oliver Wahlstrom kid. I'm kind of shying away from the Red Wings taking a forward at number mm-hmm. 6 because I really think the bigger need is the stud defenseman, and I think there's a couple there, and I think at least one, if not both, is going to be available there at number 6. And I've been saying all along, I hope the Wings aren't going to draft Hughes. Nothing against Hughes. Nah, he's a good player, but I just think a guy like Bouchard or a guy like Dobson is maybe the game changer that the Red Wings need.
Yeah.
Because they haven't had a guy since Lidstrom. And nobody's going to come in and be Lidstrom. But they haven't had a guy since Lidstrom, and they need that guy.
Yes, yes. And I would agree with you. I like Quinton Hughes. I think he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's going to be a pro. There's no question about it. Probably sooner than later. But I look at the draft, and I look at it for value. And, where is the ranking? I'm obviously not inside the room with Detroit. But, with Detroit picking at 6, I think Quinton Hughes is definitely a first-rounder. But I think there's better value out there at 6 with Bouchard. I love Bouchard. I think he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's a kid that, you know, like Samuelson, I think he might be pro ready sooner. And I think he would be a phenomenal kid on the blue line for us, for the power play and things like that. I mean, he did a tremendous job with London last year. You know, he's got a big bomb for a shot and sees the ice very well. He's a big kid, and I think he'll do very well.
Well, I mean, we know Buffalo's taking Dolan. That's foregone conclusion.
Yep.
Then Carolina, unless they trade the pick, which could happen because Carolina's kind of goofy right now. But Svechnikov?
Yeah, I think without a doubt he's your second best player in the draft, no question about it.
And then I think Montreal is taking a forward. They're either taking Tkachuk or they're taking Zadina. They're one or the other.
Yeah, I would be shocked if they pass on Zadina. He had a tremendous World Junior for the Czech Republic, and you know, to me, I think it would be a big shock if Montreal passes on him at three.
See, now the problem for me is the Wings don't pick till sixth, and you've got Ottawa and Arizona. Now, Arizona might take the forward that Montreal doesn't take. So if Montreal takes Tkachuk, Arizona might take Zadina. But Ottawa's probably trading Carlson, so they're probably taking a defenseman here. So I'm worried that they'd grab Bouchard or Dobson. And I'm really nervous that Ottawa and Arizona take them both, and then the Wings settle on Hughes instead of considering taking maybe the forward that got passed over there.
Yeah, if I'm Ottawa here and they're having, you know, and only their, you know, you're going to find out probably after the draft here is if they're having trouble with Carlson. I mean, everybody's read about what's been going on in Ottawa the last couple of days with, you know, the last couple of weeks per se. And if Ottawa's having trouble, you know, re-signing Erik Karlsson, you know, I think Quinton Hughes here makes a lot of sense for Ottawa because he's the same type of player. I'm not saying he is Erik Karlsson, but he's the same type of player. He's an offensive defenseman that, you know, basically on every faceoff lines up as a defenseman, but as soon as the puck's dropped and they have possession, he basically jumps into the play as an offensive threat almost every shift. And, you know, very similar to Erik Karlsson's style of play. So, like, I would, you know, if I was Ottawa, I would be thinking very, you know, it's very intriguing to be looking at Quinton Hughes here at four.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Ottawa's taking a D-man. I hope it's not Bouchard. I really want Bouchard. It's weird. There hasn't been a draft in a long time where there is a definitive guy that I was really hoping. Well, you know what? That's not true. Because I was kind of hoping the Red Wings would take Chychrun a couple of years ago, and they didn't.
Nope. Yeah, they passed on him. They actually traded it down, right?
Yeah, and they took Chalowski, who might end up being a good player.
Yep.
But I don't know. I was a little upset with them then. I was also upset that they let Jones slip by. As well, because I've always thought one of the things that the Red Wings have sorely needed were power, you know, the big power forward kind of guys.
Yep.
And I think they're getting more to that with Bertuzzi and with Giovanni Smith, and I think Rasmussen is probably going to be a Red Wing next year. So maybe they're moving towards that direction. So I'll cut them some slack there. But
yeah, with Detroit's pick at six. Dennis, you put me on the spot. The three guys that I think would probably be a realistic choice for them is Wahlstrom, plays at the U.S. Development Program, right winger, incredibly talented goal scorer. Tkachuk, who's obviously got the NHL pedigree, his brother's doing a phenomenal job in Calgary. And then Bouchard would be my three guys right there that I got to believe that they're going to get a shot at one of those three at six.
All right. Well, I hope you're right. And I do think they're going to get a good player. But for me, this is a very important draft. You're not going to hit a home run with 11 picks. They're probably not even going to keep all 11.
Yep.
But you've got to get two or three guys To me, Bill, two or three guys that are helping you in the next 3 years.
I'm going to throw a wrinkle into this because I'm looking at the list right now. Would Detroit trade that sixth pick and move down in the draft and flip picks with the Rangers and get their 26th pick if they felt they could still get the guy they wanted at 9?
Well, I do, because I think they could get Hughes at 9, and that might be the guy they want.
You see what I mean?
And then at 26, who knows? Maybe you get a shot at Dellandrea.
Yeah. So I mean, I could see Detroit sitting at 6, and you know, you got Vancouver and you got Chicago behind them, and then New York Rangers. I could see them possibly. I bet you a phone call will be made if they feel they can get their guy at 9 to trade 6 to 9 with the Rangers, and then try to get that additional pick, either the Rangers a high pick in the second or that pick there at the end of the first. That would be interesting, yeah. But you know what? Those are all the games and the things that go through the GM's minds on tomorrow night, and I'm sure those guys are sitting in Dallas today in a hot air conditioner, a cool air conditioning room, and having the same discussion that you and I are having right now.
You know, it's the one time of the year where you got everybody all in one place for a little while, and I actually think more wheeling and dealing gets done at the draft now than does at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree wholeheartedly, because you know you've got to look at, I mean, look what Detroit did with Datsyuk's contract, right? You've got a lot of teams that are in the same boat. I mean, it's a you know, salary cap error, and you know, teams are looking to get under the cap to get guys signed, and you know, the you know, there's value and assets and draft picks, and you know, that's you know, they kind of unload the money, you know, for those reasons, and it should make for an interesting couple days there, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, in the Red Wings' case, though, the money they need to unload with guys who aren't worth much value,
yeah,
making it harder to get rid of them. All right.
Well, the good news for Detroit fans is the bottom line is this draft year is very talented with a lot of quality players that I think will definitely be pros. It's not one of those years where it's a bad draft year. And the good news for Detroit is they do have 4 picks in you know, 6 through 36, 4 draft picks. So they're going to get 4 pretty good hockey players that should have a really good chance of being wearing that Red Wing wheel in the near future.
Yeah, and again, they don't all have to be Steve Yzerman and Sergei Fedorov. They just have to be guys that can help you.
Yep.
That are solid players. All right. Hey, Bill, I got to let you go, but thanks a lot for doing this.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
There's Bill Warren joining us from Sault Ste. Marie these days, and we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.